The waters you've parted, the waves
what?
That have walked, singing, oh, 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 my God did not fail. Oh, 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 that's the story I'll tell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And tonight we can lift our hand, brethren, if we know that we know, that we know that we know that Jesus ain't no fear. We can we give him a praise in the house? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know that
hallelujah.
He's a man of
Jesus.
It doesn't matter what it is. He never fail. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He always come true. And this is the story that we are telling, that our God never fear.
Hallelujah.
I wonder if somebody want to put a praise on it tonight.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And because we know that him not fail, brethren, we have to continue in spite of, because we know that he's not a failing God. He's not a man that he should lie, you know, tell you something he's going to do, and then he say, all right, never mind me now. But no, what he says he will do, that exactly what he will do. He said he will carry us through. He's going to carry us through. He said that he's going to be there for us. He's going to be there for us. He said he will provide for us. He's our provider. He said he's our healer, and he is indeed our healer. And so tonight we can just tap in, mighty God. Get a little closer to him, my God Almighty. Draw nigh to him, the writer said, and he will draw nigh to us. And as we draw nigh to him, we can tell him the story. Hallelujah. We can get up close. My God Almighty, once we have the relationship with him, but
thank
we
you,
cast
Jesus.
Off everything else that will stop us from coming close to him. We're going to throw off everything that will stop us, mighty God, from getting so intimate with him, mighty God of heaven. And as I heard Sister Camille was praying earlier on, not a show business. We don't come off a show, we don't come off a boast, but we come off a praise, and we come off a get up close and personal with our God, knowing
Hallelujah.
That he's our friend indeed. He will never leave us, nor
praise
forsake
God.
Us. And so because we know that him not fear, And this is the story that we are telling, mighty God of heaven. We are going to put a praise on it. Sister Camille, can you finish the song for us? Hallelujah. Because this is the story that we are telling, brethren, and we are going to praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the name of
and
Jesus.
All that is left is highest praises. So sing
God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so
hallelujah.
Tonight, that's a story we are going to tell,
yeah,
that our God never fails, and we stay in him and he in us, and mighty God, together we get so close where we can tell him just about everything. Can you lift your hands? Open your mic and give God some praise in the house. Indeed,
Lord,
he's good,
brethren.
He has taken us a mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want to, but he is indeed worthy of it. Praise God. So let us give him the praise and the glory, the honor that he saw.
Bless your name, praise the name Jesus. Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. So he never fails. And that's the story we will tell. I now hand over to Elder Edwards in care of the Holy Ghost. Let us set our hearts, keep our eyes and our focus on the Lord. And as we worship together, in testimony, in intimacy, in prayer, in song, whatever we do, let God get all of the praise and all of the glory in praise. Jesus' name. Ella Edwards.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Nadine.
With the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, never fail. If you're in love with an unfailing God tonight, let us worship him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, God.
Praise God.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome.
He is an awesome God, Sister Nadine.
Amen.
Worthy of all our praise.
Praise.
My God. And as we are here tonight, we are here to share. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we're all geared up just to tell of the goodness of God. Just
Amen.
Share with our one another our story. Are Amen. You ready to tell that story? My God Almighty, he's worthy. And tonight we're going to be praising him. We're going to be showing off mighty God with him. He's our lover. He's our friend.
Yes.
And we're gonna be exalted. Yes. Tonight, we're going to be exalting the name of Jesus, my God. And so I just want to tell Sister Nadine, thanks for this devotion. Indeed, my spirit is ignited. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I wait with great anticipation for the presence of the Lord, for his Holy Spirit to be with us as we continue into tonight's worship.
Amen.
Let me take this opportunity to welcome each of us, everyone that is present on the platform. And as I welcome you, I pray that the Lord will hasten the footsteps of those who are coming on so that we can come together. The word of God tells us one shall root 1,000, but two shall put 10,000 to flight.
Amen.
So
tonight,
hallelujah. If we hear one story, we are inspired. But if we hear a thousand story, we are more inspired. And so we pray that the Lord will hasten their footsteps to join us. God bless you. Is there anyone who is worshiping with us for the first time? Are the first after a very long time? Let me extend welcome to you.
Yes.
Welcome. We are delighted to have you here. If you are worshiping with us for the first time. And if it's been a long while, we are excited that you are here with us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so this evening theme, I know it would have sparked a little kind of excitement among us tonight. Hallelujah. When we look at the theme, first of all, when we see the duty for today, it's an evening of intimacy and reflection in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so tonight we want to be exploring the theme, intimacy with Jesus. Tonight we're going to be sharing, you know, it's not going to be any monologue. We're having a conversation. We're having a dialogue. We're going to be sharing. We're going to be testifying. We're going to be singing whatever the Holy Spirit would have laid on your heart to share with us tonight. We're going to Oh, in Jesus tonight as we fall in love with him. Hallelujah. And so this verse of the song rested on me while I was making preparation, while I tarry in the presence of the Lord in order for him to prepare me for this evening. And it says, there's a hand that I hold on to through each valley and each trial. There's a shoulder that I lean upon as I face another mile. There's a love I can depend on. It's fresh and new each day. And with love, my heart is overflowing. That is why I say, I keep on falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Do you keep falling in love with Jesus? My God.
Yes, my God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Over and over.
A great experience. It's such a great feeling. You know, you feel loved, you feel awed, you feel treasured. You name the adjectives. When you are in love with Jesus, you experience all of that awesome feeling. And so tonight, we are going to be spending another probably hour or so just reflecting, just basking in his presence and just telling our story, mighty God, of the relationship that we share with this loving God. Hallelujah. And so as we pause to reflect and ponder on the theme, intimacy with Jesus, let us take a moment as we do some self-introspection. You know, in order to become intimate with him, there are certain standards that we must meet. Amen? Do you agree with me that we have
Amen.
To be
Amen.
Amen.
In
Amen.
Order up close and personal with God?
Yes.
We have to have a clean heart. We have to be at a place where we can dwell in his presence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There are some standards that we have to meet. So as we think on the following question, let us analyze ourselves, you know? As we get ready to dive into a deeper relationship, a closer bond, and to become more committed to Jesus. Hallelujah. So in the stillness and the quietness of your heart, think on these questions. What is the condition of your heart this evening? If the Lord should search your heart right now, what will he find? My God, will he find purity? Will he find love? Will he find a heart that's pure? Will he find hatred, unforgiveness, and bitterness? Or will he find peace? Will he find anxiety? Will he find some offense recorded years ago, hidden in some corners of our hearts? Will he find purity or a drifted heart? Let's be true to ourselves tonight as we ask him to cleanse us and make us worthy. So let us just put ourselves at the place where we look at our condition and try to find out where our heart is. Is thine heart right with God, my God? Washed in his crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. You know, we want that intimacy, we want that up close and personal relationship. And so our heart has to be in the right place. And so at this moment, I'm going to invite us all just to consecrate ourselves before the Lord. You know, pour out before him. The sins that are known to us, let's confess it to him. Those that are not known, we put it before him and ask him to cleanse us and make us worthy to meet him halfway, you know, because intimacy involves two. He is ready. He is willing. He is waiting. And so we just ask him to cleanse us at this time as we go into a time of prayer. Every heart, everywhere is requested to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
In the beginning, you formed the heavens and the earth. The waters were teeming. Then you stuck your hand down in the dirt, breathing new life into my bones. Purposed for
praise the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you tonight for your awesome presence. We thank you, Holy God, for your people who are gathered here. Mighty God, we have confessed our sins before you. And we know, Almighty God, that you're a God who forgives and heals. And even as you cleanse us and wash us tonight, I pray that you will pour out your Holy Spirit, your sweet anointing over us tonight, Almighty God, as we bask in your presence. Hallelujah. As we lift hands together and worship you, as we share, as we fellowship together in your presence, Holy God. We thank you that you are Lord and that you are above every other God. You are the great high priest, and there is none like you. Saturate the platform tonight. Saturate each home that is represented here. I pray, Holy God, that as your spirit enter each dwelling, that there will be a shifting and worship will arise from the inside. Praise, Almighty God, will be obvious among us tonight as we glory him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take control. Lead us, Almighty God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. To your Lordship, and we tell you thanks.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Amen. Jesus.
To God. Hallelujah. And so,
thank you, Jesus.
Love team, falling in love with him. Are you in love with Jesus tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just tell him I love. Just tell him I love.
Amen.
Brother Scott, just give him some
my
love.
God. Hallelujah. We love you, mighty God. I love you, Jesus. From the rising of the sun to the going
you,
down
Jesus.
The same. Hallelujah. Without you,
Lord.
I am nothing, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
We just stare at you even now. We just draw
thank
close
you,
to you, mighty God. Loving you, falling in love with you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen in, Jesus. Listen in, Lord. Alicia, just tell him how much you love him. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Without you, Almighty God, I am nothing. Lord Jesus, I love you, Abba Father. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
First, love us. You are love, and you show what true love looks like, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I love you, Lord, falling in love with the best decision, the best change, the best transformation, the best thing I've ever done and could ever do, Lord Jesus. I love and adore
Jesus.
God, be glorified, be exalted, be
mighty God.
As King of
thank
kings
you,
and Lord of lords, be honored, Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
For there is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Alicia.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell the Lord how much you love him.
Hallelujah. I love you, Lord, and I lift your name on high. I magnify your name, Lord Jesus,
Thank you,
because of
Jesus.
your true love. We have peace, we have joy, we have victory. You show us, dear God, the true love, Almighty Father, by dying on that cross for us. I love you, Lord, and I just want to magnify your name. I just want to continue to pray. You, because in you, Almighty Father, I have true peace, divine peace, divine love, divine joy. I love your
Oh,
name, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister Camille, go ahead, man. Tell him how much you love him.
Bless the Lord. I love you, Lord, with every fiber of my being. I love you, Lord, in such a manner that I could gaze at your beauty. I'm in awe, God Almighty, just thinking about you, thinking about your existence, thinking about your presence. Your presence feel like heaven to me. I extend my love, Lord. I know I'm not capable of loving
Oh,
you the way
Jesus.
You love me. But Lord, with everything that I am and with all of my might, I extend my deepest love unto you, Lord God Almighty. I love you, Jesus Christ, with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In moments like this, I'll sing out a song, sing out a love song to Jesus. In
moments like these, I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing I love you, Lord, singing I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there a longing, yearning desire in your heart to get up close and personal with him? Are you pursuing him? My God.
Hallelujah.
After the Lord tonight, is there that drive to find purpose, peace, love, comfort? Hallelujah. Do you yearn to be with someone who cares? My God, care for you regardless of your flaws, regardless of your past mistakes, regardless of your disobedience. My God, are there signs that you are in love with him? My God, do you just want to get deeper and deeper in your relationship with him? Mighty God, Jesus cares for us and wants to be bonded in love with us. His love knows no boundaries. It is a true, sacrificial, unconditional love. You know, when I think about, my God, the love of God, he created us. We went against him by being disobedient to him. Mighty God, my God, he did not give up on us, you know. You know, if we should tell,
my God,
if we should have some rules of the house and the children keep breaking them. You know, at some point, we might say, me no business with him, you know, making go on. But it doesn't matter what you do, his love remains steadfast.
Amen.
Always upon and praise God.
Mighty God, he loves us with that agape kind of love. He left the splendor of his father's kingdom. Destiny was to die for us, the very one whom he has given a command, and we break it, and then we have to pay. He left for the comfort zone of heaven and went to that hill and died for us on that cross. If that isn't love, then the ocean is
dry. Amen.
My God. Hallelujah.
The skies. Praise God.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
His oh, love, Jesus.
No greater love has no
than this.
A man who laid down his
life.
Oh, Jesus.
And What a God. Hallelujah.
He Hallelujah.
Loves us. He defend us. He said, stand still and see our salvation of the Lord. He will
Amen. Us
and we shall hold our peace.
Yes.
My God. You can find me. If you need a healer, if you need whatever your need is, he loves you. He loves you. He takes care of you. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Jesus, you know, when I was smaller and used to go to Sunday school, there's this little song that we used to sing. It says, God love is so high, you can't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
So wide, you can't get around it. So deep, you can't get under it. You got to go through the door. He wants to be with us tonight, saints.
Hallelujah.
He here and ongoing personal connection with us.
Hallelujah.
Characterized by connection, you know, talk to it. And he expects us to talk to him in return.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that relationship of trust and love. He invites us to share an intimate relationship with him.
Amen.
He tells us in St. John 15 and verse 4, Sister Nadine, he said, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruits of itself except it abides in the vine, no more can you unless you abide in me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
God. Glory to
assurance.
Glory Jesus. To God. He invites us in James 4, verse 8. He said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13 tells us, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. He said, get to know me, no man. Experience me. In John 17 and verse 3, you know, and there's a promise that is attached to this offer. It reads, and this is eternal life, that they shall know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Hallelujah. He's saying to us tonight, saints, draw near to me, seek me and abide in me. He offers himself to us, said, here I am, I'm yours, take me. What are you saying to him tonight? Hallelujah. What are you saying to him tonight? Is there a level of intimacy in your relationship with him? As we get intimate with him tonight, let us highlight some of the signs that tell us we are in love with Jesus. And at this time, I invite us to share what are some of the signs that tell you in your relationship with God that you are in love with him. First, we would have to meet him. First, we would have met him. You know, we would have fallen in love with him. Then we enter into a relationship where we get to know him. Then we develop that desire to be close to him, diving into that deep, intimate relationship with him. What are some of the signs? And I open the floor now for you to just go ahead and share.
Devotion and commitment to him.
Praise.
Not going off of feelings when it comes to spending time in prayer or time in his presence. Because it cannot, you know, the agape love is a love that is not based off of feelings. It's intentional. It is strategic. It is committing yourself to a task. And that task is to stay in love with Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Kenesha. Commitment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody else want
to talk to him about anything, even the silliest of the silliest? Just share anything with him. Just sit down and say, God, you saw me just thinking, I know you're not like that. Forgive me. Why, Jesus, what do you think me for the world is? You just include him in every and anything. Oh, and just sit down and laugh with him sometimes, even driving to work. And you know, the car, you just say, God, just spend some time and me just talk. And no matter what it is or how you're feeling, you're just expressing yourself. And that is when you know, like, you know, I can go to God no matter how me stay. I can go to him because whatever circumstance, whatever situation, whatever the state of my heart is, I can talk with him and he's not going to turn me away.
My God. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Shared conversation. My God. Like Sister Shanique, how many of us take the time out to talk with him? You know, even when we do err and we realize that she would have shared, you know, she would have gone to him and would have tell him. How many of us have a shared conversation with our God, mighty God, Jesus? I see where sister, somebody had posted in the chat, genuinely care. Can you read that in the chat for me, Sister Camille, please?
Sister Alicia, she says, genuinely caring for others, showing empathy and sympathy to others. Have a sincere joy and happiness for others.
Praise God. You know, I tell you, when you are in love with Jesus and when you share a relationship with him, you care for others. It is automatic that you care for others, you know. So genuinely care for others. Thank you, Sister Alicia. God bless you.
I had my hand up.
Go ahead, Sister.
You're probably not able to see. I was thinking, and say Miss Taylor put it in the chat as well. The word of God says if we love him, we keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm in an intimate relationship with the Lord, I'm going to try as much as possible. And I say try because it doesn't mean that we're keeping his commandment. Don't mean that we're perfect and we won't slip and we won't err and we won't think thoughts and we won't fall short. Right? But it's that intentional effort that we put in to ensure that once we slip, we recognize that and we repent, meaning we pray about it and we try as best as possible to move away from it. We piggybacking on what Sister Shanique said, going to him, say, Lord, I'm struggling with this. You know, this is where I'm falling short. This is where I want you to deliver me. Help me through this situation, because it keeps happening and I keep saying I repent, but I keep going back to it. And just that effort, you know, just wanting to please him,
my
that,
God,
that would show that, yeah, there's love in my heart towards Jesus.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Camille. We bless the Lord, you know, just going to him, having a conversation, communication. That is one key element of a good relationship, communication, communing with him in the bad time, in the good times, telling him, talking to him, worshiping him, you know, giving him praise, acknowledging his presence. Mighty God, we bless the name of Jesus. And anybody else who want to share?
There are others in the chat. I see. Miss Taylor says obedience and character.
Mm-hmm.
And she also says serving others, which is stewardship. Sister Terry also says seeking to know him and intentionally pursuing him.
Mighty God, seeking to know him. That is intimacy. Seeking to know him, intentionally pursuing him. We bless the Lord tonight. Praise God. And so at this time, I want us to look at some of the things in our secular lives, some of the things that we do when we are in love. You know, I want us to share our secular life, some of the things that happens to us to tell us that we are in love, my God. And I just wanted to give one so that you can know the line that I'm taking. The first one that I want to put out there is that we have that constant thought of the person that we are in love with, continuously thinking about him. You know, sometimes you caught yourself thinking about them throughout the day. You know, funny things that they might have said, the last conversation that we shared, the last thing that we did. You know, sometimes you would wake up in the wee hour of the night and you would be thinking about him. Sometimes you even would send him a little text to see if he's sleeping. And if the moment he's not sleeping, then you want to get into that conversation with him. So constant talk, conversation. Anything else that you would have experienced? A lot of us, I know most of us here, or some of us here, are married or we are involved, you know, planning to get married. So what are some of the things that happened to you and you would say, look here, me in love, you know, I open now so you can share. Nobody?
You get butterflies in your stomach.
Amen.
Yes, man. You get butterflies when you think about him, you know, and you send him a message. Even I wouldn't even respond yet. You feel some type of way and you're blushing and, you know, you're carrying on in a certain manner. Sometimes you're not even aware of it. If somebody beside you, they don't know, make sure you go and so, you know, but just the thought about your partner gives you that butterfly feeling in your stomach.
Yes. So it's that warm, nervous, jittery feeling. Anybody?
Right, right.
Anybody, we have all experienced that. You know, that feeling, that warmness. You know, your stomach began to turn, Sister Camille, butterfly stomach, you know. There are some in the chat, Sister Camille. Can you tell me?
All right, Sister Terry says, knowing his presence is always with me and do my utmost best to be reverent to him, even in my thoughts. I think that's about God.
Yes.
Yes. Sister Shanique shared, and with that thought comes a smile, peace, and contentment.
Yes.
Sister Taylor says, anxious. You feel anxious.
Anxiety. You know, you're so anxious. You can't wait. You anticipate the moment when you're going to see him. You anticipate the moment when you're going to hear his voice. You anticipate, you know, just talking to him. Anxiety, that's a good one, you know. Some of the other things that we would have experienced, from the moment you wake up, your first thought is on him or her. Amen? You know, sometimes we adjust our time and schedule. We rearrange our schedule just to accommodate them. You know, sometimes we just want to be in their presence, especially at the first stage of love, you know? And we want that yearning to hear their voice. Amen. Is there anything else that anybody wants to share in our secular relationship?
Yes, it does. It gives you a sense of belonging and contentment.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anybody else? I'm sure we have all been in love at some stage of our lives.
Good night, everyone. Also, it's going above and beyond for that particular person.
Yeah.
So there's no limit.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. Yes. The sister who said we are shy, just use this moment to just think that you are just in that person's presence, just you and him. And let us just share. Remove the shyness, man, and let us talk. Anybody else? Amen. And so it's most of these feelings that we would have experienced when it comes to being intimate with Jesus, even though it's at a different level or it's at a different category, we all experience some of these with him. You know, we want to constantly be in his presence when we are in love with him. You know, spend time in his presence, talking with him, especially when you have that moment, that closet moment, when you're in there and you can feel his presence and the anointing is so evident. You know, we want to constantly be in his presence. We are always thinking about him, you know, always thinking about the Lord, his goodness. You know, the opportunity that we have to have a relationship with him. We also want to talk about him at every opportunity. Do you? You want to share, you want to testify, you know, you want to draw others to Jesus so that they can experience the very same thing that you're feeling. Do you?
Absolutely, yes.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And then sometimes when you get that jittery feeling, there's that smile. You know, sometimes when you think about the Lord, think about his goodness, think about the way he comes through for you, especially in a way when it's hard, you know, and just show up and he just take charge and he just give you that victory and he just give you that deliverance. You keep replaying it in your mind and you have that smile, you know, that smile when you think about Jesus. You know, at this song, just the word of this song just come to me. Think about his goodness. Think about his love that has brought us through. You know, we just think on him. We just share him with others. We just big him up at all time. We live a lifestyle. We live a lifestyle that reflects him. You know, when you have that relation, that intimate relationship with God, sometimes you go someplace, you wonder how some people just come to you and ask you, are you a Christian? Has that ever happened to anybody?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I remember being at work and there's this lady in the office. She's always smiling at me when I go to the office. And one day, I go to the office, I would say, good morning, God bless you. And I would express little pleasantry, give them little blessings, you know. And one day she said to me, Lee, you know, you are the most religious person I've ever met. I said, really? Really? She said, just your demeanor, just the way you walk, just the way you talk, just your lifestyle is enough to tell me you are deeply religious. And I said, thank you, Lord. And so when we are in love with Jesus, it must reflect in our walking, in our talking, in everything that we do, in our speech. It must reflect Jesus and his love. You know, praise God. I don't know how many of us can agree with me, but for me, most mornings when I wake up to a song or I wake up to a Bible verse. But when I wake up, I can sometimes tell how my day is going to be. If I wake up and that song is a very lively and powerful song, you know, just have me dancing, then my day will reflect that. But if I wake up and I wake up to Jesus, keep me near the cross, I can just surrender to him, just give him myself, because I know it's going to be a challenging day, you know. How many of us wake up to that kind of thing, like a song or a verse or some quote, something that tell you that Jesus is present with you. The moment you open your eye, he's there to greet you. My God, we bless the Lord tonight. We bless the name of Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. He stands to his end of the bargain, you know. He shares intimacy with you, and so he's always there. But it's up to us now to be at the place where we share in intimacy with him. You know, when we're in love with Jesus, there is that deep affection and care that you carry around with you everywhere you go. And somebody would have earlier mentioned that you care for others. When you are in love with Jesus, you feel safe and at peace among chaos and mayhem. You know, there is just this peace. People around you may be flustered, some may be panicking, but when you hold on to God, because I'm sure the first place that our thought is going to go when situation arises, we're going to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
And there is this unexplainable joy, you know, when you are in love with Jesus, there's a joy that you cannot explain. Amen. Release your mic and say amen, man. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so we are going to be looking now at intimacy. And so love is that affection and care you hold for someone. But in order for you to get up close and personal, there must be some form of mutual vulnerability. You know, trust and knowing that allows you to be your genuine self. No pretense, no Photoshop, just you. You can go in front of the person and just feel free regardless of how you are. In the secular world, when we just fall in love, especially us ladies, we make sure that our attire is right, that our hair is done. You know, we look at the little things that make us pretty because we want to look pretty for our spouse. When it comes to Jesus, he knows us inside out. He loves us unconditionally. So whether we're pretty, are we at our worst, we just wake up and we face wrinkle up, he's still in love with us. Hallelujah. What a God. Mm-hmm. So we can just let go. And the men too. Thank you, Sister Camille. The men. Well, for me, I don't know if the men would have gone all the way that the women would have gone, you know, to pretty up themselves. But I know that they make sure that they are in the right standing. You know, that they look dapper. Yes, Sister Camille, they put themselves together, man, just to be with a person. After a while in the relationship, not that you let down your guard, not that anything, but you feel free. You feel free, and so you start letting down your guard. A lot of us take things for granted and don't even bother to pretty up ourselves again for our husbands. They love to see us looking pretty. They love to see us looking our finest. And so we should put ourselves together for them. The honeymoon phase is over, Brother Nigel. We bless the Lord. Once that phase is over, then people start letting down their guards. You know, Jesus, on the other hand, he accepts us just as we are, whether in our physical state, in our spiritual state. He wants us to be at a place where he can dwell with us. You know, he wants that kind of relationship where we are holy, where we are pure, where we are genuinely clean so we can be in his presence. Amen? So intimacy takes you to that place where you expose yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And the intimacy is a word that really defines all of that I've just said. So while love can exist without intimacy, intimacy acts as a profound anchor that transforms the actions of love into a lasting, secure bond. It is a state of being deeply, emotionally, and physically close to the person. Now the word mutual pops out at me, which is saying to us that intimacy involves not just one person. It's not a one-sided thing, but at least two parties are involved with something that is shared, felt, or done reciprocally. Amen? So it's not just you who have the trust, have the faith, have the confidence. The Lord looks down and he wants you to trust him. He wants you to have that confidence in him. My God, we bless the name of Jesus. Isaiah 43 and verse 1 says, "But thus saith the Lord, he who created you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." And so at this time, I'm going to ask Sister Camille to be playing the song. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that fall and hears me when I call. Go ahead, Sister Camille.
I'm not sure if that's a song I have. I have He Knows My Name, but it's by Tasha Cobbs.
Go ahead and play it.
Thank you. tells me that I am his own.
Praise the Lord. He knows our name. And not only does he know our name individually, his full attention is on us. Hallelujah. The Lord offers a personal relationship with us. He fully knows us, everything about us. He knows us individually, in every capacity, every bit and pieces. He is the one who created us. He knows us even before we were created. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet. He knows everything about us, things that we don't even know about ourselves. My God. While he is the all-knowing, omniscient God, your desire, my desire for him should be to yearn daily to know more about him. We do not possess the capacity to know all about him as he does with us, because the human mind is limited and cannot fully comprehend an all-infinite God. This is impossible. But he invites us, saints, to seek him and to know him, to pursue him wholeheartedly with an undivided, sincere devotion that engages every aspect of our being. Everything in us, he wants us to get to know him with. So in order for us to be intimate with him, we have to give him our all, not just a part of us. Psalm 119 and verse 10. With my whole heart, I sought thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He knows us. He shares a relationship with us. Fully loved by God means being completely known with all flaws, mistakes, hidden fears. My God. And even though we may possess all of that, he cherishes us unconditionally. We reciprocate his love for us when we love him with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul, and all our strength, according to Mark 12, verse 30. St. John 14, verse 9, we love him because he first loved us. And tonight, while we seek to know him and to love him, we put our trust completely in him. If there is no trust, there is no intimacy. You know, we become vulnerable before him, surrendering self to him. And at this point, I'm going to ask somebody just to share, what does intimacy with Jesus mean to you? Anybody?
Good evening again, Elder Edwards.
Good evening.
For me, when I think about intimacy with Jesus, it changes the older you get in Christ. Not the older you get in age, but the older you get in Christ, the more you grow.
Yes.
It changes. Now it's just like my sister shared earlier to say, you know, just being able to open up and bring yourself to Christ, just to show your like naked before him.
Yes.
In terms of flaws and all struggles, issues, being vulnerable, completely vulnerable to him, knowing that at the end of it all, he is able to guide you through it, lead you into the right path, is a leader in the path of righteousness. And
yeah.
To just know that the fear that we should have is not a fear to say, I cannot approach you and I'm here and you're all the way over there, but to know that he desires to be close with us and
right.
It's to stay close to him.
And as I listen to you, Sister Kenisha, the song that says, just a closer walk with thee, granted Jesus, it's my plea. Ask him to help us to yearn for a closer walk with him, you know. Another one says, hold me so close, Lord, till I feel your heartbeat, and don't let me wander away. That's the kind of closeness that we need from him. Intimacy with Jesus also means spending time in his presence. When you spend time in the presence of the Lord, communicating with him, worshiping him, bonding with him, then your relationship will be transformed. The relationship that you share with him will go to a new level. It will be from being distant from him into a close experiential reality. So you will experience him, my God, when you spend time in his presence. And so Psalm 16, verse 11 says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Another aspect of intimacy with God is spending time in his word, getting to know him better, to be able to recognize his voice, you know, Jesus. You get to understand his correct character when you study his word and to align your heart, spirit, and body to his will. Because once we know the word of God, then we will live in it. Once we come in contact with the Holy Spirit of God, my God, then we will be aligned to his will, because the Holy Spirit will correct, reprove, and rebuke us. I encourage you to be consistent in reading the word of God, you know, and while you read it, ask him for understanding. Tell him to make it clear to you and then make its application to your life. Joshua 1 verse 8 reminds us, this book of law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in there. What a word, mighty God. I just want to repeat this. This book of law shall not depart out of your mouth. So when you read the word of God, you will constantly have his word in your heart so that it can come from your mouth. But thou shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. My God. Then we need to spend time in prayer. Prayer deepens intimacy with God, transforming distant reverence into a personal, vulnerable friendship. You know, like the song says, read your Bible, pray every day, and you will grow. But if you neglect your Bible and you neglect to pray, then you will shrink. My God, the relationship will mash up. My God, if you do not read the word of God, pray to him. Ah, this is food. This is nourishment for your relationship with God. This is the base for intimacy with God. Now, through consistent, honest communication, hearts becomes aligned to the will of God. Emotions are processed. You experience his presence and actively engage his guidance into your daily life. Pouring out your raw thoughts, fears, anxiety, concerns, and joys without pretense. Remember that phrase, without pretense, builds a trusting relationship with God. And so Colossians 4 and verse 2 says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. And the final point I want to look at, as we yearn to be intimate with Jesus, is avail yourself to be used by him. Amen? Praise the Lord. When you make yourself available to God, which is, the word of God says, it is your reasonable service, willing and yielded, it fosters intimacy with God by transforming a distance transactional faith into a living conversational relationship. So when you avail yourself to God to be used by him, then faith becomes active and transformation begins to take place in your life. Hallelujah. It shifts focus from merely asking. You know, sometimes we go to prayer and we just ask. No, when you avail yourself to God, it shifts focus from merely asking to discerning his voice and turning his command into action. And when you do that which he told you to do, making obedience a priority in this aspect of intimacy, it removes your relationship from passive observation to active partnership. You dwelling in him, he dwelling in you. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. He said, I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. He says, in order for us to grow and bear fruit, we have to be attached to the true vine. Hallelujah. We have to be attached to the true vine. And today I implore you, just to avail yourself to the Lord so that you can be attached to the true vine. And then your relationship with him will be moved from passive observation to active partnership. By stepping into his service, you align your will with his, experiences his power firsthand, and grow into understanding him through shared work. You're working alongside with him. You know, you and your co-worker, say you met as strangers, but then you develop a working relationship. As you work alongside that person, then you get to know more of him, and that person gets to know more of you. There's a relationship that is developed. You know, whether we want to know or not, we get to know because we're together. And so too, when you avail yourself and you be obedient to the Lord, then you become partnership. Mighty God, my God. First Peter 4, verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it with ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom be praise and dominion forever. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord, saints. And I'm going to open the floor now for anybody who wants to share, whether you want to share a testimony, if there's any question, whatever it is, I open the floor now so you can go ahead. The song man say, I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fail me. All my days have been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask Sister Terry to come and minister to us now through a song. Go ahead, Sister Terry.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord. We want to thank you, Elder Edwards, for edifying us, you know, and just causing us to reflect on our love for the Lord, the way we feel. You know, remembering that first love
when we fell in love
with him. It's the best thing that we could ever do, you know.
My God.
And so tonight, even as I use my voice for God's glory, holy God's glory, you know, this song that I'm going to sing or minister, it's expressing our desperate need, you know, this longing that our soul seeks for. You know, when we desire the Lord, we just need him. You know, the deer, when it pants after the water, it just want the water. It's thirsty. And if it doesn't get the water, it's going to die. You know? And so we know that without God we are nothing. Without loving him, we're nothing. If we don't love him, we won't obey him. You know, and without obedience to him, we will not walk in his promises. So tonight, as I minister in the name of Jesus, I pray that your hearts will be blessed as you worship with me. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord God Almighty. As a tear panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You spirit healed. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. friend and you are my brother, even though you are my king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You shield, Lord, to you alone doth my spirit yield. You alone, Lord, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. My spirit yield. Oh, you, Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you, and I long to worship you, Lord. We long to worship you, hallelujah. We long to worship you, hallelujah. We long to worship
hallelujah.
You.
Thank hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We long to worship
hallelujah. Thank hallelujah. You, Jesus.
Glory to God, hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, Jesus.
Yes, God, I long Jesus. To worship
hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, mighty God.
We long
to hallelujah.
Worship you,
mighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
God, we long to worship
you, Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, we long to worship you,
Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord,
thank
glory
you, Jesus.
To God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. No
handover
to Elder
oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Deacon, just before you, Sister Camille would like to share a testimony with us, and then you'll hear the voice of Deacon after Sister Camille.
Bless the Lord. I greet you well, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. I apologize for my camera being off tonight. As we would have listened to the word, and, you know, I was reflecting, it brought me back, you know, and I hope it did for the rest of us too, where we can look at our journey in Christ to see if we're more intimate now than we've been before. Because as I was, you know, just reflecting, rather, on my journey, I got saved in March of 20, I got baptized in March of 2017. Yes, and I was always passionate. You know, a lot of the things that Elder Edwards, that we would have shared, all of us would have shared tonight, I would see evidence of it in my life, you know. If it had to do with church, I was there. I was there 2-3 times a week, you know. On Sunday worship, I was there for youth service. On Friday, I was there for Bible study on Wednesday. If I'm not at work, I was there in the day for fasting on Wednesday, you know. And I thought for a moment, because I was always at church, I was fooled for a little while that that is what intimacy was. I thought that me showing up to church, me being active in the sense that if they're having a crusade, I am there. If they're having a evangelical walk,
where they're going to raid the streets and spread the gospel, I was there. If they're going out to another church, I was on the choir. I was very active. I was Sunday school teacher, all of that. And whatever the church was a part of, I, you best believe, Sister Camille was there. And like I said, I was fooled because I thought that that's what intimacy is. You know, just showing up and just doing the work of the Lord. And I'm not saying that to discredit, you know, all of those things, because it is necessary, you know. But I learned years later when I migrated and I came into the States, that's when I had a true understanding of what intimacy was. Because to be honest with you, between work and church and family, there was hardly any time for me to engage in that relationship, that personal relationship with the Lord when I was back in Jamaica. So I would, if it's church, I'm there, work, I'm there, family, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Sometimes you fall asleep halfway in the prayer, how you're tired. You know, you read the word of God, it's not as much. It's the way I read the word now, it's far different from the way I read it then. I would just read the word to read the word, you know, and even though I was growing because I was very passionate and I was, you know, always praying and I had my goals spiritually, I still didn't understand the full meaning of intimacy. And when I migrated for the first few months, oh gosh, I felt like fish out of water, because here I am in a new place and, you know, knowing, I remember I telling you, you know, I didn't cultivate that deep relationship with the Lord. It was always surface level, and it was always me being active in church. And I thought that was what the relationship should be about. Me serving in church, me, you know, answering to every call as it relates to the work of God, neglecting my personal time with him. And when I came up and, you know, I did go to church, it was never the same. Because I wasn't active. I wasn't being called on to pray. I wasn't being called on to do this or to do that. And it broke me. I broke down one Sunday morning crying. And I was so upset with the Lord. I was so upset with the Lord because I didn't have any desire personally to teach overseas. I've always been told about it. I never really wanted to do it. But the Lord spoke to me. And I'm sure that it was him. His voice spoke to me and told me that this is what he's requiring of me this season. And I did apply. So when I came now and that part of me spiritually feels as if it was dying, I was holding God accountable. Brethren, may I hold God accountable. Come here and say, God, you do this. You know, you are the one who told me to come up here. And now I'm here. I'm drowning. You know, and I was there, and I remember that Sunday morning I cried out to him and I said, no, I said, I can't function like this. I said, you pull me out of my church and carry me, come up here, if you come, sit down. And that's how I was talking to the Lord. You know, I was open and honest with him. Never really do it before, you know, so it's kind of strange and frightening too, but it came out. And he spoke to me that Sunday morning and he told me, my relationship with you is not confined to the walls of your church in Jamaica. That was the word he gave me. My relationship with you is not confined to the walls of that church in Jamaica. So not because you're not there and you're not serving does not mean that I don't want to have a relationship with you, my daughter. And that's where everything changed. And I'm like, okay, me frightened, me shut up now, because maybe just a lash out and, you know, go on the most way, all up in Jesus' face. And this is what he said to me. And me come to realize me, I said, ah, true. You know, but then he spoke to me and he sent me to read the book of Proverbs. And that's where I started. That's when everything changed. And I started, it took me about 6-7 months to finish reading the book of Proverbs. Had I been in Jamaica, I don't read Proverbs in a 2 week, because I would just read it through. But the Lord would have, you know, in an attempt to deepen my relationship with him and to fulfill that yearning that I had, he took me through that book every night. I'm going to find one different. I'm going to Hebrews. I better find about myself in Proverbs. And first, but about 6 to 7 months, I read the book of Proverbs. And that's where transformation started with me. I began transforming internally. I felt the transformation in my heart, in my mindset began to change. It wasn't about showing up and doing anything anymore for the Lord. It was about spending time and connecting with Him, being in His presence. And so I said, oh, so this is what intimacy is, you know, as I went along. And I possibly would have shared on this platform before too, how it transformed me in such a way. I was transformed, but everything else around me was also transformed. My marriage was transformed because I was praying for my husband for years, you know, for God to pull him in and for, you know, him to have a relationship with the Lord. And he was just never there. And I would get upset with God. And I said, look how long me I pray for this. And he not even would have come to church with me and this, that, all up in God's face. And it was after reading Proverbs one night, the Holy Spirit convicted me. I was lying on the bed reading. The Holy Spirit convicted me. I had to rush off the bed because, brethren, you know the refined version of Sister Camille, but I know where God has brought me from. And so some of the things that I would say, I told you I was witty. Some of the things that I would say was not nice. And when I read the word of God and it spoke to me about the wife's words to their husband, is like rottenness to the bones. And I start looking to myself and I start see, you know, some of the things that I would say because I'm upset and because he's not doing what I wanted him to do. The Holy Spirit, oh God, him beat me that night. I run off, it's like fire to my tail. I had to run off the bed to find him. To go down, I went on my knees to apologize to my husband, you know, to just, I found a new Camille at that point in time, you know, and it changed. That book of Proverbs, that intimacy changed not only me, not only my heart, not only my relationship with the Lord, it changed my marriage. It changed my mindset. It changed everything else around me because I didn't know what I was just all for the Christian life and it had to be this way. And I didn't know about grace. I didn't understand. And that was all because I was more caught up in church activities than I was in intimacy with the Lord God Almighty. And so I'm just going to stop there. But I just encourage us, if we're not there yet, and I'm not saying this to say that we should, you know, step back from church activities. No, because you're going to grow. But I'm saying in addition to that, let us just work on that personal relationship with God. You know, how you would call your husband or call your spouse or your person that you're dating, you would really, you know, call them, check in every day with them and, you know, make sure, check in with God, you know, talk to him. He wants, I'm currently reading the book of Job and it's so inspiring. And I was looking at it and I'm saying, even though Job was going through all of what he was going through, if you notice all of the chapters, it keeps saying that Job keeps addressing God. He was, even though he was arguing with God and he was being honest and open before the Lord, he was doing it to God. He never turned from God and go call in friend and say, me don't serve God because all along me I serve God and this and look what may happen to me. Me don't. No, he kept going to God. And that shows the level of intimacy that Job had with God, even though he knows that God is responsible for allowing these things to happen. Him go to him and go express himself. And tomorrow something else happening, go back to him and go express himself. He never shy away. Sometimes we get angry and we don't pray because we get angry and we don't want to face God. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's easy. Sometimes some things happen, it's hard. But I'm just saying, when it's hard, go to him and go say, God, it's hard.
Yeah. You know,
he wants that authenticity. That's what it takes to be intimate. When you love your partner, you open up everything to them. Them do something will hurt you. Even if you popped up for a moment, after a while, you're going to talk it over. You know, you're going to talk it over with them and say, you do this. I mean, never like it. You know, I said, God, you do this. I mean, never like it still. But you're going to say, God, you know, this is so painful, you know, That kind of thing. Be open and honest before him. God, sometimes I feel like I can't bother to read the word. Sometimes I feel like I can't bother to pray. God, sometimes I just can't bother. Put it before him. I am struggling, Jesus. God, help me now. God, when I'm supposed to fast, me upon social media. This is a bad habit I want to break. He wants to know every little detail. And I can promise you, it's not going to just happen overnight. Like with me, and I'm still growing and learning and being transformed as we speak. But I can tell you about that seven months that he had me. And I encourage you, read the book of Proverbs. If you read the book of Proverbs with intentionality and you are not transformed, you haven't encountered Jesus. I promise you. Amen? But just read it. But as I wrap up, I'm just saying, let's not be so caught up in activities that we overlook the intimacy that God requires. Because when we give that time in intimacy to the Lord and we engage in activities, it's going to show out. It will spill over and the activities will be more meaningful. It not be that you just show up at Thursday night time and it's just empty, you know? But you come on and you add on to what you would have been, you know, feasting on in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So don't overlook intimacy for activities. Oh, I want to do this. No, let's start there. It's the very basis. And a lot of us are misunderstood or have misunderstood, you know, what that is. I guess because sometimes pressure, when we get baptized, pressure is on us to come to church and so on, and we go and we hear the word, and we are transformed. But there's no transformation like when you take up that word for yourself, and you start to read it for yourself, and you start take out and say, how this one verse applied to my life, and you start pray about, there's no transformation that can beat that one. Amen? And I'm a living testimony walking. So God bless you. Let us remember, prioritize intimacy over activities in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, people of God.
Praise God.
Yes, God is good. We have been fed tonight. Are you blessed tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I am blessed. I am blessed tonight. Amen. You know, indeed, intimacy. Falling in love with Jesus. Best thing I've ever done. You know, we need that intimate relationship with him. And, you know, we bless God for Sister Nadine, who started off with devotion. We bless God for our presenter, Elder Edwards. You know, one of the things that Elder Edwards would bring out that I want, if you don't get anything else tonight, get this, that Elder Edwards said. She said, intimacy is spending time in his presence. You know, everything else stems from that. Because you have to spend time in his presence. And then you'd get the quoting of it from Sister Camille that said, it's not out when you're having all that that shine on the outside, in the public. You know, like having wearing a corsage and carrying the titles and doing that, you could be a prophet in the open, you know, but in the inner part, it's like there's no relationship there, you know. Intimacy is behind the closed door, behind the bells and whistles, is when you're alone with him. You could be laying down in a hospital bed. That's where you find the intimacy with God, when you're left naked by yourself. And you realize that there is no hope in this world but in Christ. You know, you realize that everything has failed you when all the visitors leave. And you're left all alone by yourself. When the doors are shut and you're left inside by yourself.
Thank God.
You know, that's where you find real intimacy with God. When you realize that when you look at your bank account and it's dried down to the very last cent and going minus, it's going back in the past now. You had it yesterday, but today you don't have it no more. And you realize that you have no more hope in nothing else Then you say, my hope is built on nothing else but on Jesus' blood and his righteousness. That's where you find real intimacy, when you realize that you call up your best friend to help you out of a need that you have, and your best friend didn't answer the phone, and you realize that you got to turn your eyes upon Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to look full in his wonderful face. You got to see the things of this world become strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. That's where you find that you come intimate with God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Intimate with God don't just come on the ice cream cone when you would eat the ice cream all the way around. It's not about that. Intimacy with God is when you're left out, dried out, when you're pressed down and nothing else coming forth from you but just a reflection on who God is. That's where intimacy begins. When you get a one-to-one, when you have a one-to-one relationship, a walk with him. A walk with him like, I think it was my sister Pamela. No, it's not. It wasn't Sister Pamela. I don't remember who it was that came. Sister Kenesha. Yes, when she would have mentioned that part with intimacy, forget about it. It just slipped my mind just now. It was right there, and I was trying to look on the board to see the names who was, but it will come back up. But Sister Kenesha mentioned a good point about that intimate relationship that we need to have with God. Amen. Yes, but tonight.
But to my focus on.
Yes, tonight is a very special night. If ever a time we need to remind ourselves or be reminded about the intimacy that we need to have with Christ Jesus, it is now. You know, Sister Camille would have mentioned is not in the carrying out the various tasks or going to various meetings in church. I've been there too. You know, I've been there too when I would go Bible study every Tuesday. I would go to prayer meeting every Saturday. I would go to evangelist meeting every Sunday evening, every Sunday in the day. I would show up for boys meeting, for young people meeting, boys meeting, Sunday school teacher, doing all of that, you know? And then you would have yourself trying to prepare to wear all of those hats. And yet inside, deep within, you don't have that strong personal commitment. And, you know, those prepares you. It prepares you. Amen? It prepares you. But there is more to it than just that. You know, I got migrated too, like Sister Camille, and being in the States, leave my church there. And you have to, there is something within you that have to keep that fire burning, the Holy Spirit. You have to carry him with you. It's a one-to-one now that you are there, and you just you have to just feel him all. Yes, what Sister Kenesha was saying, that with the Holy Spirit, when that intimacy part of you come on, you can talk to him, tell him how you feel. Lord, I don't feel good. I don't feel right in my spirit. Lord, you can actually talk to him, and you can actually smile as well. You know, certain things, he'll remind you of certain things, and you just smile. You're having a relationship with him. You're having a talk with him. It's not like you have to be there kneeling down, crying out and praying and stuff. You can just be laying on your back in your bed. You can just be laying. You can just be driving and you're talking to him. You can just be walking and you're talking to him. You know, it's sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. And with that said, I want to welcome all our first-time visitors, worshipers with us tonight. I see some names there. Galaxy A16. We want to welcome you. Possibly you have been here before. Maybe on a different name. Sister Lewis, we welcome you. Sister Colette Lewis, yes, we welcome you. On my screen, I can hardly see nothing much, but if you're here for the first time, we want to specially welcome you on behalf of our leaders. We just want to shout out a blessing your direction and want you to come back again, again and again and again. Every Thursday night, same time, and Saturday, same time. Amen. And with so, I just want to pray for you all, especially our presenter tonight. And then we are dismissed. Before I pray, anyone else, anyone have anything to say before we close up, before we go? Anything to share? Anything? Amen. Lord, we want to thank you and we want to praise you. We lift your name on high. We thank you, mighty God, for the time of fellowship that we have in your presence. It is something that money cannot buy. To be here sitting under your word, mighty God, to feel your presence, to be a part of a group, oh God, like this, that we can sharpen each other, we can encourage each other. We may not have a bishop in our presence. We may not have a apostle. We may not have a prophet. We may not have an evangelist. We may not have, Lord, we may not have all these hierarchies, mighty God. But we know that we have the Holy Spirit here with us that will teach us all things. We give you thanks, mighty God, for affording us this privilege that we can sharpen ourselves in your word. We thank you, mighty God, for that we are not only hearers of your word, but we are doers of your word, because we are intentional in having that relationship rooted and grounded in you, mighty God. We recognize that without you walk with us, mighty God, we are nothing. And so, mighty God, we want to hold on to you in an intimate posture, knowing, mighty God, that when we hold on to the hem of your garment, all things are possible. Mighty God, we pray that even tonight, oh God, you will continue to pour into your woman servant, Elder Edwards, Lord God, as she continues to give herself unreservingly unto you, as she spent time in your presence to prepare, oh God, to prepare us for this time, that she would teach us about intimacy with you, a very technical subject, mighty God, a very technical teaching, mighty God. We pray that the words that she has spoken will fall on good soil, and it will cause us, mighty God, to have a yearning desire for more of you, as the deer panteth after the water brooks. Let our soul just pant after you, mighty God, to let us, oh God, be exposed to a whole new world in you, mighty God, a intimate world that we can see you high and lifted up, that we can take ourselves out of the picture, Lord God, and look you straight in your face, see the wonders that you have done, oh God, and express ourselves to you in groaning, mighty God, in words, Lord God, that even us ourselves, oh God, would only have been exposed to it through your Holy Spirit. Lord God, we pray for this platform, everyone that comes out. Lord, we pray for every home that is represented here, every husband, every wife, every children. Mighty God, we pray for every job that is represented here tonight. We pray, mighty God, that you will envelop us in one, bind us together in cords that cannot be broken, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you will give us a heart like thine, one that will keep us, mighty God, in one accord, in the name of Jesus,
the name
that
of heal Jesus,
our brothers and our sisters,
mighty hurt, God,
that we will stand long enough, mighty God, to bear them up in prayer, oh God, to text someone to tell them, mighty God, that it is well. Lord God, I bless you, mighty God, for that text that I've received even this week from your daughter, Lord God. She texts me and say, it is well. And it meant so much to me, mighty God, to know that indeed in my time, oh God, that I feel so weak, somebody could just send me a text and say, it is well. Mighty God, I pray a blessing upon that sister that would be obedient to you to send me that text even now, mighty God. I thank you, Lord God, for all who are on the platform tonight, who continually reach out to me and text me from time to time, mighty God. It encourages my heart. I pray, mighty God, that this, oh God, as I expose it on this platform, that someone else will feel it, mighty God, and will be able, Lord, to encourage their brothers and sisters in a similar way. Mighty God, I pray for every illness that is represented on this platform tonight, whether in our bodies personally or somebody that we know or in our family members. We pray, Spirit of the Living God, that you will just come. You will just move through. Especially, mighty God, I pray, oh God, for our sister Mervyn, mighty God. I pray, God, that you will, wherever she is right now, Lord God, that you will lift her up. Oh God, you will strengthen her. Mighty God, that you will call our name. Yes, mighty God, it will make a difference. Just speak your word wherever she is, and it will relieve our troubled mind. Even now, mighty God, I pray for peace over the family, peace over this platform, peace in the name of Jesus. Everything, mighty God, I just plead your blood over every obstacle, everything, Lord God, I command, even tomorrow, into your hand. I pray every obstacle will be removed. Mighty God, your people would spend online from possibly 8 o'clock until now is like 10 o'clock. Oh God, 2 hours in your presence. I pray, mighty God, that you will reward them for that time, that they will feel no sense of tiredness. Oh God, but they will be refreshed in the name of Jesus. They would have lost nothing, but they would have gained something, oh God, in your presence tonight. And so, Lord God, as the people are dismissed from this platform, I pray, God, your covering over them. I pray that the light of your countenance will light upon them, Lord, and give them peace and keep them in the spirit of deliverance for your name's sake, even forevermore. Amen. 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 Walk in your blessings, people of God. Walk in your blessings.
Amen.
Amen. Greet each other as you go tonight. Greet each other as you go tonight. Love on each other. Don't be afraid to look in the group and see a name and just text a name and say it is well. I just text a name and say I'm praying for you. You know, it means so much. You know, just let the Spirit of the Lord dwell richly among us. Amen. Let us just entertain his presence wherever we go, wherever we are, whatever we do, just entertain his presence.
Amen.
It makes a difference. It breathes intimacy. And that's what that's what we want. Amen. Amen, Sister Lewis. Bless the Lord. It's a blessing, Sister. Yes, yes, yes. It's a blessing, Sister Evans. Amen. Bless each other as you go in Jesus' name.
Very quickly, Deacon, just a few reminders that we have Bible study this Saturday on the same link with our partnership ministry, Faith Defender Bible Study Group, at 8 p.m. So we're looking at the book of Romans. I think we're about Romans 10.
Yes, we're at 10.
Right. And so if you just spend some time reading it before you come, and just come prepare to be a part of a rich, meaningful discussion that we would have from time to time, if that's where the Lord leads us, because we're always open to the Holy Spirit's leading. So come on out this Saturday and be a part of that. Next week, we will have fellowship right here at Prayer Portal. And if you want to know exactly what that is, you have to come out. Amen.
Amen.
And be here at 8 p.m. Hallelujah. That we will spend some time in fellowship. Is it? I do believe it's fellowship. Or is the children?
I think it's
stand corrected. So it's the children. So next week, we're inviting you all. You know, if you have a child or children, or if you have a niece or a nephew or a cousin that's a child, invite them, send the link to them, you know, invite them to be on as we take some time to celebrate them and to just engage them in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So that's next week. It's the children that will cater to for next week. So join us at 8 p.m. also. Also, if you're needing a replay of tonight's presentation, you can find it at www.prayerportal.com. toheaven.com. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. I do believe that's all the reminders for now. God bless you. It's good to have you on. Please know that Prayer Portal is not the same without your presence. You do make a difference. And I want you to know, I'm not just saying this. It's a fact. You do make a difference showing up Thursday after Thursday. And we are grateful that we get to grow in intimacy in the Lord with you as our co-workers in the vineyard. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
As you go in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you and keep you and allow his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Shalom. God bless you. Greet somebody.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, Sister Lem.
God bless you, everyone.
Sister Maris.
Bless you, Ella Edwards. Bless you, Sister Chantel. Bless you, Sister Lem.
Sister Karen. Sister Elisha. Sister Eva. Bless the Lord. Sister Camille.
Sister Karen, Sister Camila,
Sister
Nikki is in our prayers. We continue to pray for her.